Now, how did Bond get involved? Arias was the executor for your side of the estate, and Della had the records in her room with the padlock on it. So what was it that got Uncle Vaughn involved in the suit?
Well, because you belong to this wrong side of the family.
They just brought him into the suit.
Oh, everybody. Oh, we all were. And then, too, I was living in Idaho, and I got a letter one day, and it said from Hiram A. Belknap, his address and stuff, his office. And when I opened it up, it's just like a legal document. But I read it and read through it. There was some legal terms about what we could have or what we did. And in between, she'd write slurs. I'll tell you, it was the nastiest thing I ever saw. All the way through, and wanted us to sign it and return it to Hiram A. Well, I looked at it, and I decided Hiram A. did not write it. For this reason, he would have better legal
wording.
I had seen a lot of it. I never made it, but I'd copied a lot of complaints and was taken to court where I used to work. Mm-hmm. So I knew darn well that Hiram hadn't done it. And so just then the phone rang, and it was Arias. And he said, "I want to warn you, there's something coming in the mail. We got ours here. Don't sign it." And I said, "I don't intend to." But I did write a letter and told her off and told her that, oh, she thought we'd got so much money out of the Preston Lumber Company. And I never got anything. Gladys didn't. Mine didn't. Della didn't. Well, anyway, I wrote and said, "We never got one thing that thin dime. And you, Marion, I think is a very low person to do this." And I mailed it to Marion at Salt Lake. And she got it all right. Anyway, it went on, and then, of course, High dies.
In 1940.
Before it settled.
Oh, before it settled.
Before it settled, High dies. And they lived up on Harrison and near 23rd. Mm-hmm. House on the Lorne Farr school grounds to the back. And I was here when he died, but I didn't stay to the funeral. I had to get back. But I went up to the house, and we were always quite friendly with High's wife. And when I went in there, and she introduced me to her children as Aunt Jewel, and I about fell over.
Lois Foster Bell.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, I about fell over.
So she was very friendly.
She's always been friendly to her side.
Well, she and Flora was like this because her oldest son, David, was a little coarse languager. Maybe he's just a kid full of mischief or something. She said, "That boy will never be any good." Boy, she told what she's going to tell about David. And Lois told us afterwards that when Flora came up there, she even went around and opened the drawers to see what she had in her stuff.
I did kick her out.
And then, after it had gone so long and that, of course, High had died. And Arias warned her right off the reel, "Do not turn any papers over to the other ladies. Don't turn them." But she may have done some. But she found out if she was going to get anything out of it herself, which would be High's part, she'd have to do something else. So she brought her what she did have left that she hadn't given away and brought them over to Arias. And he saved that for her.
Oh,
so years later, she made a new house. And Volney told me that after that built, she paid cash for it with the money she had saved from Hiram Belknap's estate.
She had gotten that much.
Well, she saved it for the years. We were feeling so sorry for her. She'd wear lisle hose and not silk hose. That's before nylon came along. And, it was, you know, her clothes were just worn a long time. And she was giving music lessons. And she was putting as much away of not touching any of it. Now, if we'd done that, maybe we'd have had some money too, but we spent some of ours as well. But anyway, we finally got up divided.
Huh. Well, just before the funeral, Dad's funeral, it was viewed in 2149 Madison, where Dad's body was viewed, and we had quite a few people come the morning before the funeral. So Della was vacuuming the hall in this house in Madison, and I was standing at the foot of Dad's casket. And Walter A., that's Marion husband.
Husband.
Husband, uh-huh. And I don't know where everybody else went, but that was all was there, Mary Nat. And Dole was vacuuming.
I was upstairs. I had a sty that day.
Oh, well, anyway. And Marion walked up to Della and started tearing into Della. And Della says, Marion, why is it every time you see me, you start telling me off? That? And Marion ignored her. And Della says, this is Dad's day. Let's keep it a peaceful day. And Marion said such mean things about Della to her. Della says, if you say one more unkind word to me, Marion, I'm going to that phone right there. And that's what she did. I'm calling Martin Mortuary and tell him to come get Father's body and take it back to the mortuary. Take it down to the Fourth Ward Chapel and keep it there, Father's body, until the time of
that's
funeral.
That's where his funeral held his body.
And so Mary turned around and she got up to her husband. He says, Mary, I told you not to start a fight today. She slammed the door. He followed her out. I never had a word after that. If they thought, they whispered me.
But well, Marion even went up the steps over and the old telephone company to get after Della. Della met her on the stairway and told her off. And she told her landlady, Della was living on Madison between 23rd and 24th. Is that right, or was it 22nd and
30th? No, 23rd and 24th.
Anyway,
it's all been torn down now.
Yes, it's all gone now. But anyway, she told her, do not let anybody in, even if they tell you, my sister, that she's my sister. So I told Della I'd have to be awful careful when I come down if I wanted to get in. But they wouldn't let her. Flora did show up. But they never got in.
That's
they were nice.
Well, interesting thing about polygamy that you never hear about, that such things
even
happen in
family. Well, alone are really greedy when it comes to money.
Well,
you'll be the best of friends until you got money in the middle of it. And there's where a lot of trouble starts.
I'll tell you something about Marion being so greedy. And Flora died. She didn't phone and tell Ollie, because I think that's all that was with me, was Marion and Ollie, because Holly said that.
Oh, they had a fight.
Yes, wait a minute. And so Marion gathered up a lot of boxes and had someone take her up to Flora's house. She gathered everything
to her place
that she could get, and genealogy records and everything, and took them to her home. And of course, then she told Ollie, you told Ollie that Flora had died. Well, Flora willed her home to the LDS church.
Oh. All her, everything.
Everything,
to the
everything.
Which was in the Avenues area of Salt Lake,
uh-huh.
Right?
Everything. E Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, Marion went to Preston McKay. He knew Marion.
No, he went to her first.
Huh? Well, she told Ollie that Flora had died.
Yes.
And then Flora went to Ollie's house, Flora's house, and saw nothing in but her furniture. She knew all her records and everything were taken. But anyway, Marion went to Prison McKay and asked that he turn that back to them. His father paid.
Wait a minute, dear, please. President McKay was the one that came to her. He says, I am not going to fight with you.
Yes, I know.
And if you'll only pay
tithing
on Flora's stuff.
And she would not.
Marion would not.
No, I will not pay tithing on what to sell of that house.
That's hers.
It's ours, I won't pay. And I don't know what President McKay called, but he turned it all back to Marion.
All the family records.
He turned it back to the state.
Well,
anyway,
legally, that's what he had to do.
Well, anyway, she went to Judge Skeen, and he said he never saw two women fight. He had such a nice fight as Ollie and Marion. And he said, never saw two women fight.
Even
like
Ollie was pretty so tired of that.
She's taken so much from her sister Marion. But anyway, Eris went to one of their meetings, and so this judge says, Eris, where do you fit in with this family? He says, I'm one of Howard Belknap's children. Oh, are you, Brother Belknap? And others in your family? Yes. There's six others besides me. Well, if Flora Bell inherited all of this from her father, then the first and second family get in on it. Mm-hmm. And Marion hadn't counted on that. She thought she and Olive get it. Olive were good at that.
Oh, she was. She wouldn't let Olive, because Olive wouldn't fight it.
Hmm. So Olive couldn't have anything either. And so we got money out of it. Sold Olive a Flora's home and that, and our side of the family got so many. I don't remember who I got four.
Well, seven.
Seven?
Seven? No, there were seven of us because Earl was dead, but they gave his share to Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, so they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we each got $600 apiece on September 1958.
And because Mary was greedy, she didn't get everything she thought she would get.
This tape's about ready to end here on this side.
That's fine. That's it.